This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium on this rainy Friday, April 12th, 2013, for another Sullivan Tire Roster Report. Eric Scalavino joined by my friend and colleague Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly. Andy Hart, you won't hear him today because he's out still training for the marathon on Monday, Patriots
big,
Day.
Big weekend for here. Andy Hart.
That's right. First and probably last ever marathon.
No turning back.
Nope. But we're here and to talk about the... little bit of a flurry of Patriots transactions that Bill had promised us.
Roster moves to talk about on the roster report.
Yes.
What could be better for Sullivan Tire?
It's perfect. Especially, you know, on a day like a rainy day like today, you need a good solid tire on your tread, right? So let's start off with there's some official news to report and then some reported news.
Correct.
The official news earlier this week, the Patriots signed veteran defensive tackle Tommy Kelly, 9 previous seasons in the league, all with the Oakland Raiders. Productive career for the most part there for him. He was a reliable player, especially of late, was able to play all 16 games of the regular season for them. A little bit of a drop-off in his production, which we'll talk about in the 2012 season. But a solid, I think, veteran signing, Paul, to help out an area where the Patriots could have used some help.
Yeah, I think of this guy like last year with Jonathan Finene, kind of what they wanted to see. They wanted a guy, I think, that had the ability, not necessarily to just be a pure pass rusher, but the ability to collapse the pocket from the inside, from a tackle spot. And I think they hope that Kelly can do that. Now, he's been a guy, he's had a couple of years where he's had seven sacks. I think he had 7 sacks 1 year and seven and a half another.
Right, 10 and 11, I believe.
Now, the other 7 years, the sacks really haven't been there. Those were, to me, two outliers. And you had mentioned, you know, sort of a dip last year. His tackles were down. I think he only had 1 or 1.5 sacks last year. But he has played, as you also mentioned, 16 games frequently. He's 32 years old, so he's no spring chicken. I think he's a guy that could probably help them out at the very least in situational work, sub packages. And I think at the other end of the spectrum, at the high end of the spectrum, he's starting alongside Vince Wilfork. I mean, I think there's a possibility that you see that as well if he fits into this system. But otherwise, you'll probably see some combination of Kyle Love or Brandon Dederick. Dederick finished the season last year. Kyle Love started it as the tag team partner for Vince. But anyway, either way, I think Kelly is probably a pretty good signing at this point. Got a little more money than I thought, reportedly. Mm-hmm. 2 years, $5 million, $1 million signing bonus. His cap numbers are scheduled to be about $2 million this year, $3 million next year. So even if he's only around for a year, a little bit more money than I thought. Yeah. A guy of his age would get.
At this first blush, kind of strikes me as similar to the Gerard Warren signing from a few years ago.
That's the comparison that most people are making. Yeah.
So, and that worked out fairly well for New England. He was a sometime starter, mostly a situational, rotational kind of guy, but a solid presence in the locker room by all accounts. We had seen he was
money.
Yeah, big money, as he was
for
called.
That, for
didn't
that
get
money,
big money,
though,
but he was called big
for
money.
For that money, to stick with that, I think they're going to need a little bit more out of Tommy Kelly than
what they got out of Warren.
Gerard Warren.
Absolutely. So after the Kelly news, which was another much-needed signing on the defensive side of the ball, we went back to the offense. Patriots officially re-signed one of their free agents coming into this offseason, Julian Edelman, at another position of great need, wide receiver, and also, as we know, Edelman's one of the better punt returners in the league. Edelman had paid a visit to the Giants last week for a couple of days, it was reported, and seemed like it went okay, but he left without an offer, and there was talk that he was on the fence about whether or not to leave or to stay here in New England. Obviously, both sides here in New England decided it was in their interest to keep him around. He felt the same way. He's back on just a one-year deal, though, Paul.
Yeah.
No guaranteed money, a maximum value of $1.15 million if he reaches all his incentives, most of them having to do with number of catches in this upcoming season. You happy he's back?
Oh, well, yeah. I think that they needed him back, quite frankly. I think not only as a punt returner, as you mentioned, but I think they need the depth at wide receiver. And I've never been a huge Edelman fan in terms of offense, in terms of his ability to play wide receiver. But they have very few sure things, and not that I'm saying that he's a sure thing with his injury history, mm-hmm. but we do know that if he's healthy and on the field, he's capable of catching passes. Mm-hmm. He's done that when he's been healthy throughout his 4 years in New England. Last year, in very limited playing time, he had about 20, I think he had 21 catches. He's a guy that can step in and help them out as an extra receiver, and I think they absolutely needed to have him back. And as a punt returner, on PFW in Progress, I think he's an elite punt returner. I think he's one of the better ones in the league.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think just for that alone, he's worth having around.
I agree. Now, they weren't done with the wide receiver position. Those were the two official moves, Kelly and Edelman. But there was also the report that they finally had made an offer to Pittsburgh receiver Emmanuel Sanders.
Correct.
That had been rumored several weeks earlier.
Right at the open of free agency, right. There was a rumor that he was in town and that he had signed mm-hmm. a restricted free agent offer sheet. That turned out to be false. He was here, but they waited until now. And
right.
my guess they waited, Eric, because they wanted to sort of let the cap room unfold for Pittsburgh and let them sort of get their ducks in a row and then realize – we probably don't have the cap space now. We pretty much have the team the way we want it. We've made our moves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the cap space to match it. That would be my guess to make it a little bit more difficult. They put it right up against here. The deadline, off-season training gets underway
Monday,
April 15th. So there's not a lot of time for Pittsburgh to sort of be moving pieces around with their team set to get underway. So I think they probably waited to try to make it a little bit more difficult. Reports say that it's a one-year tender for $2.5 million, and other reports say that the Patriots have merely done that to try to make it, again, a little bit more difficult for Pittsburgh, and they intend on signing him to a long-term deal if and when he becomes a Patriot. That's certainly putting the cart before the horse at
sure.
this point. We don't know what Pittsburgh's intentions are or what they're going to be. So
we will know by the end of the weekend, though, because the Steelers only have until Sunday night.
Correct.
Essentially by Monday morning, we'll know one way or the other whether or not Pittsburgh has matched the offer. And if they haven't, they get one of New England's five draft picks this year, which happens to be a third-round pick in the 2013 draft. And I saw a tweet earlier today from John Clayton of ESPN who said that his sources are telling him that inside – the front office of the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's 50-50.
Correct.
There are some people in a camp that say we need to keep this guy, Emmanuel Sanders, on our team. There's another camp in the front office saying, no, we'll take the pick. It's more valuable. And I got to say, if I were in that front office right now, I'd be leaning towards the latter camp and saying we need the pick. It's more valuable.
Yeah, I would agree if I were from Pittsburgh's side. I think this might be one of those things that works out for both teams. You know, one of those transactions that the Patriots obviously want the player.
Yep.
And I think Pittsburgh could make a very good case that it's better for them to have the draft pick and try to, get a little more space. One thing that everybody seems to be in agreement on is it's not a money issue in Pittsburgh.
Right.
It's a philosophical issue.
In other words,
issue.
If they wanted to keep him for that
player,
money, they could do
keep
it.
Him.
Yeah. So that's, it's an interesting move because, look, the Patriots have added receivers already this offseason. We obviously know about Danny Amendola. They signed Donald Jones from the Bills. They added Michael Jenkins, a veteran from previous stops in Atlanta and Minnesota.
Right.
Guys who are familiar as far as their name, but I wouldn't say are the type of impact player that many fans and other observers of this team were hoping for at the position. And I think Sanders continues that trend. He's a guy that you've probably known or heard about because Pittsburgh has been a team that's been in contention and he's been a part of their offense, but not a guy that you would say, he's a clear-cut difference maker. But Patriots obviously feel like he is capable of bringing something to the table that they are obviously lacking.
Yeah, and there is a school of thought out there that says that he's been the third guy in Pittsburgh behind Mike Wallace and Antonio Brown, and he has the ability to play in the slot. He has the ability to play outside. And people are sort of unsure if maybe there's a little bit more there that's untapped. And, he's been, a 35-catch guy, basically, in his 3 years. I think he had 40, 1 year. He's not a guy that's had tremendous production in the league. But we'll see if he's able to maybe do a little bit more. And it would seem on paper that he'd have more opportunity in New England because of the situation with losing Welker, losing Lloyd. You know, Branch probably won't be back. There's openings with spots with Amendola is probably the only one right now that is going to be penciled into a role.
Yep.
It could be Donald Jones. It could be Michael Jenkins. It could be Emmanuel Sanders. It could be some rookie in the draft that we don't know about yet. It could be somebody else. There are opportunities in New England. Maybe Sanders fills one of them.
All right. Well, I mean, that for a roster report in the offseason, that's a lot of stuff to talk about on this roster. And
when we get to you on Tuesday for PFW in Progress, we'll have a resolution of the Sanders situation.
Exactly. One way or the other. Yep. So that we'll be able to talk about that. And as Paul mentioned earlier, the offseason strength and conditioning program officially begins on Monday, Patriots Day. It's a holiday for Massachusetts residents, but not for...
It's a holiday for you and I. We don't have to deal with Andy Hart.
Of course. But all the marathon runners, the 36,000 or however many people are going to be running around him, are going to have to deal with
that. Best of luck to the entire Patriots contingent, of which Andy is one of.
Exactly.
You know, on Monday, they're all running for a good cause, and I know they raised a lot of money, and good luck to them.
And also this weekend, flag football gets underway for the Aparillo kids.
Looks like that's getting canceled, though, tonight. It's a miserable, miserable day here in Massachusetts. I don't think we'll be playing any flag football tonight.
Okay. No. Well, we'll update you on that, too, on Tuesday as well.
By all means.
On the roster report. Another Sullivan Tire roster report in the books. We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend. Down and dirty, baby. Down and dirty, baby. Down and dirty, baby.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.